The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. Some very serious stories here. Adam.
Starting off, I think, with the whole question about personal protective equipment, PPE, which has come up in most parts of the world over the last month. The government here says it has lots of this kit, but has problems with distribution, which begs the question, why have they put 20,000 military personnel on standby, but are only using 200 or 300 of them? Why not get the rest of them to distribute? It has led to a change of advice, though, and this has not gone down well with doctors and nurses unions, that they can reuse some of their PPE. Indeed, some are said to already be doing it. But the concern is that, frankly, in the next day or two, some hospitals will simply run out of this stuff. Whether it really is sitting in warehouses or not, we don't honestly know. And we know a shipment from Turkey did not arrive today. We've got problems with it.
In the last 24 hours, Fox News in America have run a story from Peter Navarro, the trade advisor to the White House, arguing that there'd been an act of cover-up by China of the severity of the virus for 6 weeks, so that in that time, China was able to vacuum up every piece of personal protective equipment they could find. And, of course, a lot of this stuff was shipped out of Australia back to China. So it left Australia and your place and New York and Milano and so on, and they're now completely short of this sort of stuff, and China are now selling it back at inflated prices. That's a lead story in Fox News at the moment. So it's there's a lot yet to be discovered about China's behaviour in all of this. And this is a terrible story, too, about the disappearing shops. I think that's happening your place, ours, America.
And, of course, what we don't know is quite how many are disappearing, because most of them are shut, aren't they, at the moment?
That's it.
But just in the last 3 weeks, we've seen Topshop and Dorothy Perkins, in fact, the whole Arcadia group, basically be threatened with closure. That's 550 stores. Debenhams with 142 large department stores. Beals with 23 large department stores. They're all shut. Laura Ashley, 150 smaller shops. When I say shut, I mean as in administration. Carphone Warehouse, 530 stores. Just going through the big names, 1,500 large stores are either closed for good closed certainly.
Absolutely. That's where we're heading. It's serious stuff. Thank you, Adam.